I gotta come clean. I lost the first game pretty quickly. Yeah, surrounded me, and proceeded to beat my king into a bloody pulp. So hopefully we'll win this one. But it's been a wonderful musical ride tonight, as always. So yeah.
Thanks, Tony. All right, well...
Buenas noches, amigos.
Buenas noches.
Or good morning.
Or good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Hello, goodbye, peace, love, Yabuno.
What's the move?
Here is Herb Albert and Tijuana Brass. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. We'll be back next week.
C is for
cauliflower,
confusion, creation,
pickle, K is for
kitten,
cam,
seat, wait, fan, roof, seat, U, unbearable,
U is for underground,
oh, yeah,
umbrella,
T, trite,
tremendous,
torment,
tire,
C, K,
I can't think of a U one,
T,
F is for famous,
fun, fumble, M is for Montreal.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
You are listening to you are listening to the fans.
You can be my sweet soul singer with a loud growl, voice got real proud. And how you can be my sweet soul singer with a dry style, new route down south, black out. We can make a feeling linger with a dry style, new route down south, black out. We can make a feeling linger. We can kick the bass in the bone. Tell your mama you're not coming home. We can kick the bass in the bone. Tell your mama you're not coming home. With a loud growl, voice got real proud. And how you can be my sweet soul singer. Headbone connected to your backbone, backbone connected to your leg bone connected to your ass bone connected to your good bone connected to your chest bone connected to your titty bone connected to your frame bone connected to your sweet bone.
A fantastic and groovy and gorgeous morning to you, beautiful souls. You are listening to Estáis Escuchando, Visicute a Multilingual Affair. Here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Turquise, your reggae fusion artiste, lady who wears many wraps and colourful ones at that. A lot. Today we've got a special episode in which we are going to focus on the youth. On va concentrer totalement les jeunes qui devraient être mieux et comment on va comme stimuler, comment on va motiver les gens d'être mieux. Ça, c'est les choses aujourd'hui. Et on a un artiste très spécial parce que c'est un jeune homme qui vient de Toronto avec les parents de la Caraïbe comme Jamaïque. Mais il chante, il a une belle voix, mais la conscience, l'esprit qui reste au-dedans de lui, on va parler avec lui. Ça, pour savoir un peu plus pourquoi il a commencé dans le monde de la musique. Bueno, hola a todos, tenemos nuestro invitado especial. Vamos a hablar de los jóvenes. ¿Cómo podemos estimularles? ¿Cómo podemos ayudarles para estar mejor? ¿Sabes? Hoy en día tenemos las dificultades para ayudarles en la manera que podemos, porque tenemos un montón de cosas de los crímenes y las influencias del uno al otro, muchas cosas. Entonces, vamos a hablar con este jovencito y vamos a enfocarnos este episodio de los jóvenes y cómo podemos ayudarles. So, focusing on the youths, and that's why we have a fantastic guest today. His name is Joda, a young artist, very professional, conscious in his thoughts and in his music. And I feel that he is going to shine and be very successful. So it's really a pleasure to have Joda with us and our focus on the youth. Keep it locked here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
To your backbone, backbone connected to your leg bone connected to your ass bone, ass bone connected to your good bone, good bone connected to your chest bone.
A multilingual affair, a bag to keys, a multilingual affair, a coming to keys.
Shout out to all the loved ones out there, all the families out there. We are one, one people, one voice, one energy. We are love, big vibration.
You know you are good, slow down. You've been working too hard, and that's a fact. Sit back and relax. was geben, ein Geschenk für alle Ewigkeit. Einen Stern, der deinen Namen trägt, hoch im Himmel zählt, den schenk ich dir heute Nacht. Einen Stern, der deinen Namen trägt, alle Zeiten überlebt und über unsere Liebe wacht. Irgendwann ist vorbei und im Himmel wird Platz für uns zwei. Doch dein Stern bleibt oben für immer und ewig stehen. Und auch noch in tausend Jahren wird er deinen Namen tragen und immer noch der Schönste von allen sein.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Been an increase in violence against youths and youths against youths. So let's start from home. Let's not hide the realities of the world. Instead, teach them how to face their fears to overcome life's trials. Il y a une augmentation de la violence contre les gens et des gens contre les gens. Commençons par la maison. Cachons pas les réalités du monde. Au lieu de cela, enseignez-leur comment faire face à leur peur pour surmonter les épreuves de la vie. Porque ha habido un aumento de la violencia contra los jóvenes y los jóvenes contra los jóvenes. Empecemos por casa, en nuestra casa. Vamos a empezar, ¿sabéis? No ocultamos las realidades del mundo. En cambio, enséñeles cómo enfrentar sus miedos para superar las pruebas de la vida, ¿sabes? Entonces continuamos para ayudarles en esa manera. Yo creo que va a estar mucho mejor. Yes, I, yes, I. Keeping it locked here on
camera. Mama said I'm different since I was a baby.
You are listening to
Me meto al Instagram, salgo con hambre y deprimida, podrida. Ay, TikTok me tiene mal, me huele toda una mentira, fingida. Arriba de eso viene a comentar mi foto, un troglodita como tú. Así, así, ay, mira cuánto me preocupa. Paso la noche en vela, solo para gustarte así, a ti, a ti. Me enamoré de mí, de ti, de mí. Me enamoré de mí, not you, but me. Me enamoré.
que se vive y no aparenta. Arriba de eso viene a trolearme mi foto. Otro pelmazo como tú. Así, así, mira qué rico me resbala. Te lo digo a la cara y no te lo mando a decir. Que yo así me enamoré de mí. Me enamoré de mí, de mí, de mí. Me enamoré de mí. Me enamoré de mí, de mí, de mí. Me enamoré de mí.
How y'all feel out there?
Hold on tight to my body. Say you'll never let go. You and I and Bacardi. Oh, we've been here before. But somehow it all feels so easy. You're lying next to me for 7 days a week. So is there something I'm not seeing? Hidden in between. Pinch me, am I dreaming?
Shoulder look pat down. I'm me that the boy want track down. Whole squad pulled up so they ran down. Locked door so the door get rammed down. Lay inside so my heart just sank down. Bright ass lights when they scan down. Warn my boy so I flag down. Look away from my hips so me dash up. I got the over the shoulder look pat down. I'm me that the boy want track down. Whole squad pulled up so they ran down. Locked door so the door get rammed down. When we see them, my heart just sank down. It seems that the boy want crack down. What the fuck, bro? Y'all need to broaden your scope. Picture you got darker skin and broaden your nose. I be sick when I be thinking about the trauma we know. This shit is scripted, watch the drama unfold. You hear them sirens, that's the sound of the law. They say be silent with their hands on your jaw. They say you violent, but they act like they God. They want submission. They'll let your ass get ravaged by the dogs, cause there's a system. And my black ass just don't fit it. Oh, I get it. She thinks a race game, and this game is hopeless. From the 60s, they displaced the Scotians. Back then, they made slave patrol and night watches. They became the roaches. Immigrants said this gate is open. Did the whole mile and itch came the closest. So why walk with this strange emotion in my head? Cause this braid is ropes and chains. And I don't feel safe in a sexual pill. Wipe on the strip like a six-course meal. And I ain't tryna get caught up. But I would never flip, I don't need no deal. I never straddle the devil. No. If it's hot, I don't handle the kettle. In my hand, you will shoot you whatever.
Yeah, my speech will always continue because this is a very important episode, I feel, that is needed, right? And one thing I wanted to focus on was that we need to remove the slavery mentality. I'll repeat that. And we really need to remove the slavery mentality. Remove the religious mentality. focus on upliftment, inclusion, growth, and love. Supprimer la mentalité de l'esclavage. Supprimer la mentalité religieuse. Concentrez-vous sur l'élévation, l'inclusion, la croissance et l'amour. Bueno, y tenemos que eliminar la mentalidad de la esclavitud, la mentalidad religiosa. Concéntrese en la elevación de la inclusión, el crecimiento y el amor. Porque hay cosas así que bloquea a la gente. Porque siempre la gente se siente un poquito culpabilidad de cosas y sin enfrentarse bien para mejorar. ¿Sabes? Porque la mente es algo que tenemos que enforzar para estar mejor. Ya, la mente es la más importante en la vida, ¿eh? Más de tu cuerpo. ¿Ya? Okay. All right, so this is it. We're really focusing on this, the youth, where we need to remove the things that blocks the mind, creates a guilty conscience for people instead of them focusing on being better. And then, of course, the shame that I spoke about before. So we are going to continue on with this vibe in upliftment for the youth here on A Multilingual Affair with Dickie.
Goodnight. I ain't trying to miss you like a flight. I'm just trying to get you for the red eye, meet you right on night. I'm just pitching up like a tent. You just give it up like it's Lent. I don't give a fuck about your friends. Why they on the fence? Grass greener where we stand.
You are listening to A Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando A Multilingual Affair. A Multilingual Affair.
try. Running all these evil highs. Can't feel it, I just show up, but they complain it's not enough. Ain't trying to think about giving up. If it ain't worth it, then it's done. Don't play yourself, girl, I'm the one. My energy is like a drug. Really made it out the mud. Feel that whip, yeah, that's my love. I hope you're searching for yourself. Learn to balance out the dark. Just get into no break apart. I know how it feels to be lost. Pay attention to the earth. We act like we don't care at all. About to change just what I'm on. I don't even need applause. Get up. Universal sun, gain powers from the stars. Healings, heart, feelings, charge. Evolve the way you are. Make it a kind of star. Light and dark, balance both of the sides. Rise above, I find no way, no guide. Guard your heart, I won't let my dreams die. Patience through the storm, you'll see them come.
You are listening to
You Are
Multilingual
Affair.
You are multilingual. Stai escuchando
A Multilingual Affair.
A Multilingual Affair.
On CKUT 90.3
Beautiful souls, you are listening to Stais Escuchando Vos Ecute, A Multilingual Affair, here on CKUT 90.3 FM with Tekis, your reggae fusion artist, lady who wears many wraps and colorful ones at that. All right, on our invité, très spécial comme d'habitude, mais c'est un jeune homme qui a commencé le début de son single qui s'appelle C. Et on va parler avec lui parce que je crois qu'il a une histoire, très profonde. Et j'aimerais savoir qu'est-ce qui se passe avec elle, avec lui, pour commencer dans sa façon. Hola a todos, ¿qué tal? ¿Todo bien? Bueno, tenemos un invitado muy especial por el hecho que es un jovencito y tiene una historia. Pues yo quiero saber qué exactamente, por qué ha empezado en esa música, porque yo he... Y alguien me ha dicho que, bueno, es porque ha tenido algunos amigos que, bueno, algo ha pasado con él. Entonces, I'm going to speak with an amazing artist. It's called Joda. And please join me in welcoming this great, young, beautiful guy who is just starting out. He's really starting out, but I think he's done his share and he's going to do a lot more. So, je vous présente, os presento, Joda. Welcome to Ama, Joda.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. I mean, tell me, like, I noticed in your bio, because that's what drew me to you at first. It's like, wow, you have a beautiful voice, and I know your mom has a beautiful voice. But you mentioned something about violence in your community and as to why you started a journey. Can you explore on that for me?
Yes, in the... my Scarborough community, when I was around 16, there was a lot of violence going on, and I started losing friends to that, and it started making me realize that I need to appreciate life more and search for my purpose and start dreaming. So then I started going through things myself, and I just reached a point where I just reached a point where I just said to myself one day that I want to change my life, and it was like 6 a.m, and I just went on YouTube and I found a beat and I said, okay, I'm going to write a song today, a whole song, and I'm going to finish it in one day. Because previously, I was trying to write songs
for
years. And, like, it would take me mad long, like months, even like a year just to finish one. But that day, I said, I'm going to do this in one day. And I just stayed up until it was done, and I did it. And then the next 2 days... the next 2 days, I wrote my first single that I dropped, Out the Mud. I found the beat accidentally. Mm-hmm. And then, I wrote the song, and then I went to the studio for the first time ever, and I recorded it, and I just, I waited a year, and then, because I wanted to get a video and all that ready.
Right, because you and do, then, it's great to have a video.
And then I dropped it. But I do wish that I should have dropped it, like, as soon as I previewed it, or, like, sooner, because when I previewed it, I had a lot of people watching me, like, a lot of industry people, and just, I was just, like, everybody just loved it. But because I waited so long, that the buzz just kind of died down. But I had to learn, you know?
That's all right. You know, everything happens for a reason, and I'm sure that the next round it will be even better for you. No, I don't believe in regrets. I really believe that whatever that reason was, and you probably wouldn't have been prepared for it, perhaps.
Yeah.
The mass rush of, like, oh, he's great, and you know, maybe you weren't in at the right time mentally too. Who knows, right? So. Yeah. So tell me, I believe you've got musical family. Have you got, is there any people that, I know they're musical family. You've got a musical family thing going on. Tell me about some of the people that influence you, perhaps in your family or otherwise, musically.
My mom is one for sure. Just my mom and my grandpa have always played a lot of old school, like, real music around me, you know? So I've been connecting with that from I was a baby. So that made me love music. And I have a lot of cousins that are artists that inspired me to be myself and take this seriously, and made me start dreaming more, learning more about, like, spirituality and things like that.
Yes. And how do you feel about you know, the spirituality that you have found? Like, how do you feel like it affects you musically?
I think consciously when I'm writing music, like, I'm thinking about kids from, like, the next generations coming in, how they're going to listen to this and how they're going to take it in and how it will affect them.
Right. I think it's great. Now, do you what do you foresee in the future? Like, where do you want to go with this?
I want to be inspirational, like Michael Jackson. I want to have,
kind of look like him. You got a Mikey thing going on.
I want to have that effect on the world and really, like, touch a lot of people and make them want to change their lives for the better. And
that's wonderful, Joda, that you say that, because I was just talking to somebody when I was like, I so love the younger generation. I really, because the younger generation has got they're more open-minded. Sorry to the old generation, but it's the truth. Not too many, you know, people are as open-minded, and the fact that they, you know, you don't use certain, I believe, religious or certain systematic things of the world to guide you in your journey, and your focus is to help people and to make be better in the world. Not saying that the older generation don't have that, but what I'm saying is that there's an old school thing going on that's kept us back from mental enslavement. You know, and we need to drop that. And when I relate more to the younger generation, because they'll be like, okay, yeah, I'm open to that. And it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. Now, what is it that you find so difficult? You know, we go to touch Scarborough, like you said, you lost some friends. I remember I wrote a song that's called The Utes, specifically because I went into, I rented a place, you know, this apartment building, and I was at work. And when I came back, there was a slew of police officers' cars around, right? And it turns out that some kid was shot up, a young teenager, about 16 years old, about the same age that you mentioned, was shot up right outside my building, and it shocked me. I've never seen anything like that. And a lot of people were talking to me about what's going on with the youths, and I never heard anything about it. That's the thing. There was no follow-up on it. And then someone mentioned, you know, sometimes perhaps police officers have something to do with it, or the government has something to do with it, where they do not, where they, whatever it is that they do, or to hide, or nobody knows what happened to this person. So I wrote the song The Utes for that. So I really want to hear more about what the problem is with the youths of with violence, if you can enlighten us about that. And is there, has there been a change since the horrible occurrences that happened when you were younger, or is it still the same?
I think it's still the same. Maybe even worse, because it's just the culture with the younger generation. It's just all violence and gun talks and oh, who's the guy? I'm like, you know, like everybody just wants to seem like a quote unquote demon nowadays. Like, and it's very influenced in the music, especially here. Like the drill scene. Like, yeah, the culture is just in a very dark, dark place.
It's funny you say that, because I feel like it's not just the culture, it's the world. It seems like evil rules the world. I've seen, and the more you see the violent, drastic things displayed on the media, the more people are inclined to replicate it. But the sad thing that you're talking about, let's get back on track, is the fact that there's still that strong violence with the youths going on today. And what about the cops? Is there anybody is doing anything about it, or are they just letting them run free, in your opinion?
My opinion,
from what you've observed,
it's hard to say. Like, I don't know, maybe there are cops that like don't want, well, probably most cops don't like this and don't want youths to be killing each other all the time, but,
or don't want to get involved. You know, that's the thing. I think it's more along the lines, you don't have to say anything, I'll say it. It's appear that they don't want to get involved, or they turn a blind eye. Because I'm still shocked by the fact that the kid who died at 16 in front of my apartment building, there's no name, and there was never a follow up, and it disappeared. Like, literally, I keep following up on it, and it disappeared. And you know, and I don't like the fact that it's disappeared. There's no follow up, no name, nothing. Anyway, let's move on to something else. If there were like two things that you could do right now without all the craziness in the world, all right, what would they be and why?
Probably go to like LA.
Why?
Just to probably make a lot of like good new connections, and start working with people out there and better my career much faster than out here.
Absolutely, because Toronto, we have to literally come out of the city or out of the country, blow up, and then be appreciated. Yeah. You know? But yeah. That's okay, because you do have great influences still in your genre as well, like Toby and so many other great artists that have spoken openly about it, but have, you know, crossed the mark. So I'm sure you're young and you've got a great future ahead of you. How do you get inspiration from your writing?
I listen to, I'll listen to songs that I feel. And then, well, not all the time, but like a lot of times things just come to my mind. Like they just come to me. And then I'll hear something and I'll just write it down, or I'll voice note it so I remember it.
Yeah.
But other times I'll either listen to music and get inspired by that, like some Michael Jackson or Kanye West. I'll get inspired by that and then come up with my own song. Or I'll just have something in mind, like I say I'm thinking about people that passed and stuff like that, and I'll write a story about that.
Wonderful. Oh man, I think it's great. All right, Jodah, listen, if you were to tell, oh, you forgot to tell me your other place, your other option. So it was LA, right? It was one thing that you would do is go to LA. And is there anything else that you would do if there were nothing stopping you at all?
I don't know. If I could perform with people, then I would perform.
Now, what about the performance? Do you go out and perform as much, or do you normally just record? Are you more of a recording artist today, or are you able to go out and venture and perform live?
I haven't performed anywhere before, but I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to just be a recording artist. Like, I love to record, obviously, but I want to be seen and share that moment with fans, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
And connect with them in person.
I'm sorry?
I said, and connect with them in person.
Which is much more impactful than anything else. Wonderful. Well, Jodah.
I've actually never even been to a concert.
You haven't seen Prince, Aretha Franklin. I'm listing all the people that I've been blessed to see. George Clinton, Parliament. I'm going to list them all. But you know, maybe you'll get to see your Kanye. And who else? Well, Michael. Well, rest his soul. But you know, but I'm sure there's so much more. Who would you like to see? Your first concert? Who would that be?
Probably Kanye or like The Weeknd or something.
And what is it about Kanye? Because Kanye has his controversy already, right? So what is it about Kanye that you really like and you're still driven to? Because I believe in Kanye. I do. I understand his madness. Period.
I just love the music. It's real. Like, all the things he talks about, like, everything, you can just feel it. Even the beats. The beats are always really solid. Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just an amazing artist. That's all he is. He really is. Well, Jodah, I thank you so much. As we're going to wrap it up on Ama Multilingual FM, muchas gracias, merci beaucoup de te si. Alors, just tell us, how can we reach you? Let our audience know where we can find you so that we can help promote you and to continue, in your journey as a new, young, emerging artist.
I'm on all social media platforms. My username is 222 Jodah.
Wonderful. So 222 Jodah, which is J-O-D-A-H. And if you were to leave off with some words for upliftment, what would you say to us today?
Love yourself. Always forgive yourself. Spread love to others. And be yourself always. Don't judge people and don't care if they judge you.
Repeat the last few again. I mean, you could repeat it all, but the last don't. What about people?
Don't judge people and don't care if they judge you.
Love it. What you just said is a whole lyric right there. You should just throw those in a verse. It was beautiful. Thanks for adding to your inspiration. Muchas gracias again.
Thank you.
You're tuned into A Multilingual Affair with my girl Takis. Yes, the beautiful and multi-talented. It's your girl Enchan Soriano, aka the Regulator, representing. Big up yourself, Takis. Yes, yes, the multilingual affair. Keep it locked.
face, devil in my door, keep knocking. Girl, you're so damn heartless. Should've shown me you want this. Why you making me your target? I don't even wanna bargain. Devil on my face, you're haunted. Drama makes me exhausted. Keep knocking. Girl, you're so damn heartless. Should've shown me you want this. Why you making me your target? I don't even wanna bargain. Get out of my face, you're haunted. Drama makes me exhausted.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Recording, feeling deported, I bought it, I couldn't afford it, everything is distorted, ideas aborted, I'm tired of watching TV cry for no reason, I'm still here and every year I'm leaving. It's like I'm coming from my Colin Ricker's crew, Jones and Jones at home, I want my items, I do, body attitude until I pass it on flinch, swag news, Toronto rapping like I'm back on Finch. Internationally known, I call Canada home, there's a lot going on around here, every year you gon' hear a little something to fear with ideas. These youths ain't looking for jobs, they looking careers, and they pop with that hungry in them, stars but they can't get them, diary of a good girl, gone bad, don't forget them, and every opportunity I'm back in my community, spreading love and unity sound, no more letting us down.
Been through the battles, been through the storms, and I'm still standing right here. No matter how
is the deepest, the love and the sweetness, the music, the weakness. Nobody do it better, we kill a sound together, Sanchez to Mary J. Look what the love made, you know how friends get at me? They talked about dude and all the nice things their husbands and baby daddies do. I didn't expect it, I gotta respect it, my life shows. And every single mother knows how this story goes. Bitter no babysitter while I'm taking my time. I don't trust these hoes, I trust these rhymes. My sunshine, he's the only reason I know how to act. All these lunches I pack, I taught him so much, he told me back. Can you the boss of your biz? It's not your loss, it's his. I'm glad you had uncle to see how not to be a deadbeat single mother, solo rapper. So when you say you love me, it's the only thing that matters.
If you could only see just where I'm coming from, then you would know. In every single sex I've won, been through the battles, been through the storms, and I'm still standing.
Sorry, darling, I'm gonna make it up to you. Nature is gonna make it up to you.
So you try to fix me, but I'm not the one that is broken. The harsh words you speak, it should have ever been spoken. When you love someone once, sometimes the silence is golden. Now you break my heart now, baby, and I must believe in. So you can talk until you're blue, I ain't coming back to you. No matter what you say, I'm gonna go my way. You can talk until you're blue, I ain't coming back to you. No matter what you say, I'm gonna go my way. You coulda beg, you coulda bawl, you coulda cry every time.
Yes, I. We focus on a lot of great Canadian artists. As you can tell, we had Toby in the house, Hawaii Mighty, Michi Me, my girl Jade Faith, wonderful Empress Miriam Simone, who is from Suriname and currently residing in Amsterdam. Please go check out her recently released video, which is called Hailing King Rastafari.
No matter what you say, I'm gonna go my way.
Give me one more chance to prove my love to you. I broke your heart, but I'm gonna mend it again. I have been a fool for a very long time. Like the prodigal boy, but I am home to stay this time.
You are listening to A Multilingual Affair. Estás escuchando A Multilingual Affair.
No matter what you say, I'm gonna go my way. You can talk until you're blue, I ain't coming back to you. No matter what you say, I'm gonna go my way. Things happen for a reason.
Peace and mercy dead is all in thy accordance. Hailing your majesty for the light within my vision. They made me carry through to hold on to my mission. With my life unfolding you to behold. Yeah, hailing his majesty.
Keep hailing King Rastafari.
Every day I keep calling thy name.
Majesty great,
oh the holy conquering lion,
straight from Zion Gate.
Yes, true Ashramani Yahweh,
Nagusta Rastafari
Ray. Keep singing melodies that smoothen up my days. Brothers to love a bit of me are equal days. The victory in me is in you to behave. Please protect me from all that fighting against like hate. Nourish my vessel, love that rise above my bones. Cause everlasting love is love that's through your door. The victory in me is in you to behold. Healing is majesty. Majesty great, oh the holy conquering lion, straight from Zion gate. Yes, true astronomy, Yahweh.
Why make the youth them awfully suffer so? They must find a better way.
Bueno, es el momento para decir muchas gracias, ha sido un placer. Thank you so much to our amazing artist who is really strong. And I just know that he has got the talent and the wherewithal to go even higher. And so give a big shout out to Joda, Toronto representing strong. Scarborough representing strong, because Scarborough is one of those cities that really have a big problem where the youths need to, you know, get better guidance in some way, shape or form. All right, madone. So merci encore à tout le monde de la famille de CKUT 90.3. Merci à tout le monde. Thank you all. Until next time, you're done auditing set, you're done auditing go. Yes, I. Ciao. With misery.
As a campus and community radio station, CKUT's mandate is to provide an essential service to those in the Montreal community whose needs are not met by mainstream commercial radio. CKUT is radio by and for the community and is produced entirely by volunteers. Opinions expressed on the show you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the opinions of CKUT at large. If you have feedback about anything you hear on CKUT, please get in touch with us at procom@ckut.ca with the specific feedback and the date and time of the show it's about. That's procom@ckut.ca.
When you tell your girlfriend, "Get changed, you're dressed